Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Considered a summer breeze, right?
I was wondering what was happening.
There it is.
Like, I don't get it.
Mr. Creativity, 7 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program on the 1st of August, paying tribute to Emperor Augustus instead of Julius. Augustus Caesar, thou art king, or thou art emperor, or thou art dead, whatever it is. Okay, it's still August no matter what. Long may he be gone, but always remembered, in a manner of speaking. How do you do? This is the Doug Steffens Good Day program for another hour of facing the facts. Looking at what is, this program is described by some as almost normal. So how do I take that? What do you think, Jay? It's the Good Day program.
Almost there.
Almost normal, right, exactly. Kind of like the weather, the long-range forecast for the month around the country is for almost normal weather, with the exception of the southwest, where the Mojave Desert is burning in more than one respect. And a lot of people think that because it's a desert, no fires, right? Not going to have any trouble out there. Those of you who live there who are listening to this know that is not the truth. In fact, the Mojave, as we speak, is burning. It's the biggest fire they've had for quite a long time because in terms of this wildfire, there is a lot of construct to be burned. The blaze that is being fueled in part by the rapid growth of underbrush because of all the rain they had during the winter there. Unusual amount of rain and washout and that sort of thing. So the misconception that the desert doesn't burn has gone up in smoke. See what I've done there?
I see.
There you go.
You know, and I've never heard that. The misconception that the desert never burns. I would think that it absolutely can still.
Well, there's nothing there. People think because it's sand that there's nothing to burn. But there's a lot of brush, a lot of stuff, the tumbleweed, if you will. And then you hear so much, the tumbling tumbleweed, so much about, yeah, that burns. And those of you who live there know, you can confirm if you'd like. What's your experience? Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show. And on X, it's Good Day On Air. That seems silly, doesn't it, to talk about X? Have a problem with their sign, in fact. X doesn't mark the spot anymore. Well,
X is too bright. That.
Yes, it is too bright. Just like Elon Musk, he's too bright for the rest of us. He's got it all figured out. This, in fact, the 1st of August is the beginning of National Wellness Month. The concept, if you will, of self-care, something that we'll talk with Jack Stockwell this week on our Good Day Health program, and Ken Kronhaus, as we have these excerpts from their thought pattern on this program and also on Good Day Health that you can hear on many of these same stations over the weekend. There are a lot of philosophers who've been around. I think of Socrates as one, maybe Plato as another, emphasizing the importance of self-care. Did you study these in school? Jay, did you get into the mind of Socrates and Plato when you were...
Briefly, yeah, of course. Did the philosopher thing.
Chinese principles and the Taoism, promoting self-care, like meditation is something that's important then and now, mm-hmm. Like breathing.
Taking care of yourself. It's always that, that flight theory where if you're on a plane, they tell you if there's a loss of cabin pressure and the oxygen masks come down, put yours on before helping anybody else put theirs on. And that's a good theory for life anyway. You can't help anybody else until you help yourself first.
Right. Exactly. That's a principle of Taoism. Herbal medicine, those of you who take supplements, even like Calitrin, for example, that's a supplement. Go back a few centuries, the emergence of movements focused on mental health and self-care. Haven't done such a great job of that, continuing here in this country for any number of reasons. But the practices, think about the practices, how successful. More people spend in the last year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 10 years, have spent more money with natural, some people call it homeopath, naturopath, but those who are not traditional doctors, however you want to describe that, more people have spent more money with them than they have on regular medicine. That tells you something about regular medicine, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. And also ideas about if it's self-care, thinking about taking vitamins, for example. I take vitamins. I take about 30 different supplements. People say, well, what's the difference between vitamin and supplement? Supplement can be something that is complementary to your body. There are lots of herbs, if you will. There are a lot of minerals that you need in your body. Sometimes you don't get that in the food. As a matter of fact, the food's so crappy these days that you almost need to survive. You need at least a good multivitamin, and you need fish oil. You need a lot of, I have lots of things that I take individually, vitamins, not so much A, but B, C, D, E here and there. So your own personal way of looking at this, some people, I remember my father, I'm taking too many pills now, I don't want to take any more. That's kind of silly.
It just depends on what pills, because if it's cardiovascular things or a diabetic situation, some medicine you have to take. There's no way around it. But when it does come to the overuse of vitamins and all of these different things, you look at other countries and there's no aisle or nutrition store that just has all of this stuff, because they have whole foods that already have a lot of these nutrients in it, where our grocery store aisles are full of food-like products, not actual food.
Yeah, preservatives, that sort of thing. And then there are those things in terms of being well. The spa. Do you like to go to the spa?
I do. My self-care thing is facials are my big thing. And then even just home facials. If I need a moment, I will go upstairs and just wash my face. And it makes a world of difference.
Yeah, it does. So you are encouraged to prioritize yourself. Take care of yourself, because if you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of anybody else. As we are pointing out here in a number of different ways, healthy habits. People who smoke. A lot of people stop smoking. We've kind of done a pretty good job here and elsewhere of getting people to stop smoking. It's trying to keep them from starting in the first place that's important. And then there are, we all have our little things. I have my ice cream thing. People have a chocolate thing, or they have a alcohol thing, or they have a drug thing. But you can sometimes, if you just jump into a tub with warm water, that's the old Roman baths. Think about that. Have you ever been to Rome or any of the old Roman Empire? The Roman baths, there's some of them. As a matter of fact, where they are most pronounced, in my experience, is Bath, England. Why do you think they call it Bath? There's Bristol and there's Bath that are close together. Sort of the western part of England. Bath is those were the Romans, when they got to England, they set up their own wellness situation, their own healing things. That's what the Romans were known for, along with yoga and stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
So
ice baths are a big thing too.
Yes. Yep. So again, something to think about. Treat yourself well. Well. I like that word anyway. Don't you like that word, the sound of that word? It sounds like what it is, doesn't it? Are you well? Right? Doesn't that sound, sounds well. I'm well.
Wellness is not selfish. It's a necessity.
Yeah. Right, exactly. All right, let's see. I guess I can't really go through all of that and not have a story about Calitrin, right? Calitrin, which is the weight loss product that I've endorsed and been talking about on the air for, let's see, they've been in existence for almost 27 years, and I've been talking about them for at least seven because of the weight loss story. It's easy to talk about them because it works so well for so many different people. And some people will say, well, what's the secret? I have a question or two. I want to know why this works and other things may not. A lot of it depends on how much you are paying attention to yourself and your own wellness, frankly. This is a sort of a progressive way of you taking care of yourself. If you listen to any of the counselors there, we have Elizabeth Miller on with us frequently to tell the story about Calitrin and how it worked for her. That's how she became a counselor. She lost 40 pounds by taking Calitrin. And that's the best way to convince yourself that this makes good sense. Talk to somebody who's been there, done that. And that's what you'll find when you go to toploss.com, their website, toploss.com, which gives you the whole story. Nothing but, what is the old expression? The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. But it's there. They have a product to sell. They've come up with a success story, or maybe actually tens of thousands of them. Access them by going to toploss.com. Get the health benefits of this supplement. It has all the natural things, collagen protein and digestive enzymes and aloe vera. Toploss.com. When you check out, use the discount code Doug, just D-O-U-G. You get all of the special benefits in terms of pricing, buy three, get three free, that sort of thing, and free shipping. All for you, all natural, all the time. At Calitrin, it's important that they be able to tell your story as well as you be able to tell your story of success. Toploss.com is the place to start.
Hey, y'all. My name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
The Chase Inc. Business Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products designed smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The Inc. Business Premier Card. Learn more at chase.com/businesspremier. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Account subject to credit approval. Restrictions and limitations apply. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, any member FDIC.
Stephen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Stephan Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Listening reminder, Good Day download at gooddayshow.com. Every day we have the synopsis of what we've talked about, like the UFO UAP hearing. That's sort of the latest one, Hunter Biden's plea deal. And that sort of, that's the correct, well, I don't know if it's correct or not, but it is what it is. It's our discussion. And you can have it any old time at gooddayshow.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too. Now that we're covered with Progressive, Dad and I can hop in our RV anytime we want. Might even splurge on a retractable awning. Ooh, look out! Sorry, what was I talking about?
Protect your loved one with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Bluestar Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Bluestar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Bluestar worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Bluestar in the first aid section. Feel Bluestar work fast or your money back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
About 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Be well, I suppose, is a good tagline for any message you're sending, as long as it's Wellness Month. Not too good a month for Paul Rubens, probably best known not as Paul Rubens, but as Pee Wee Herman. He has died at the age of 70, had bad cancer. You know, you can almost tell, and this somebody will throw a rock at me for saying this, you can tell when people aren't well. He never looked well, frankly, I thought. That wasn't his claim. He had a couple of claims to fame, some of them good, some of them not so good. So we'll talk about Pee Wee Herman, Paul Rubens, remembering him and his life and times after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance. Palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
On behalf of myself and our strict no-refund policy, we are pleased to present for your viewing pleasure
the Pee Wee Herman Show.
Paul Rubens, the actor, comedian, and children's entertainer known for his iconic character Pee Wee Herman, has died. Born in 1952, Peekskill, New York, Paul fell in love with the circus and acting from a young age before moving to Los Angeles in the 70s, joining sketch comedy group The Groundlings. It was during an improvisation exercise with the troupe that Rubens created what would become his world-famous character, Pee Wee Herman. The whimsical bow-tie-wearing man-child with an infectious laugh launched Rubens' career into a different stratosphere, landing an HBO special and then releasing the 1985 cult classic film Pee Wee's Big Adventure. These successes led to the broadcast of his iconic children's show Pee Wee's Playhouse and a long career of entertaining millions across the globe. We remember Pee Wee Herman, Paul Rubens.
All right, so this is something I never really got this guy, frankly. He got into trouble for doing some controversy. It was 1991, I think, down in Sarasota. indecent exposure that kind of ruined his career. And that's what people remembered him for, unfortunately.
Didn't it happen at an adult theater, too? Where yeah. Isn't that something that you kind of expect that to happen?
Yeah. Well, I mean, down in Florida at that time, and maybe still to a point, they have a warped sense of the people running the stage. I mean, look at some of the things, and I say this knowing that somebody will throw a rock at the radio, that DeSantis has stood for. The idea of what's proper, what isn't, you know, why would you bother to arrest somebody for going to an X-rated theater and doing what he did? It's too bad that that becomes what people talk about with regard to this guy, because a lot of people thought he was a good entertainer. He thought it was fun. Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
And actually,
sort of
like
thing.
A genuinely good person, Tim Burton, says that he credits him for really the beginning of his career. And he also did so many other things other than Pee Wee Herman. I remember him most from his role in Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the movie.
Oh, yeah?
And it was just one of those. Just he had, like, probably the most iconic death scene where it was so overly done. And he was just amazing. Mm-hmm. And here, he had been privately battling cancer. This is another one of those situations where we had no idea.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he's had it. He had a tough time in many respects. So the story of Pee-wee Herman, we're telling here 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Kitty condos? No, I'm not crazy. Your kitty deserves one. You know, you heard me talk many, many times about cardboard boxes to keep our cat's mind mentally stimulated. Well, take the use of those cardboard boxes one step further. Actually build a kitty condo or even a duplex apartment. Place together several strong cardboard boxes, cutting out a few holes in each. Your cat can climb in and out and around her new co-op. Don't be afraid to be a little creative, particularly if you want to save money. Save your old carpet remnants and get friendly with a local carpet distributor or installer. Grab those odd-sized leftover small pieces that get thrown out, glue them to the sides of the boxes, and voila, a cheap instant scratching post. What's best about these do-it-yourself posts, because they cost you nothing but 5 minutes of labor, you can change them all the time, keeping Kitty on her toes, literally. Also, I recommend you take the carpet and put the nappy side or the rough side out. It'll keep those nails in good shape at the same time. I'm Warren Eckstein.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. More high temperatures are in store across the southern U.S. this week. Tens of millions of Americans remain under heat alerts, particularly in states like Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Arkansas. Feels like temperatures could reach triple digits through tomorrow. Meantime, portions of the southwest are seeing the heat temporarily ease a bit. Phoenix, Arizona's record long streak of 31 straight days at 110 or higher, that came to an end yesterday. Republican presidential hopeful Ron DeSantis is laying out his economic vision for the United States in New Hampshire. The Florida governor said yesterday his administration would curb reckless federal spending and reduce economic dependence on China. DeSantis rallied against federal overreach by President Biden and his administration.
Standing up for the well-being of children, that's not some, quote, culture war. That is central to the lives of tens of millions of people.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Good day.
Good day, sir.
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
What have you got to say?
Can you believe he just said that? Tell Doug what you think. Don't like something we're talking about? Well, let's see if you can do better.
Call 855-999-3684
and steer the conversation. That's 855-999-DOUG.
On the, it's Tuesday, isn't it? Yeah, August 1st, Tuesday, we are celebrating Wellness Day, among other things, Wellness Week, Wellness Month. Let's be well all the time. Being well is good, better than not being well under the circumstances. So let's think positive thoughts, think good things, all that good stuff. There are good things going on. There are awkward things that are going on. Jay and I talk about the good and the bad, the ugly and the awkward. This is awkward. How's this? Think about this in terms of irony, Jay. A lot of the automakers that have been trying to convince us all that we don't need AM radios in our car, there has been some research done by the automakers themselves that suggests that, that's very embarrassing, the new research shows that heavy listening to AM makes a car buyer more likely to buy an EV than somebody who doesn't listen to AM radio.
Really?
Yeah. How about that?
Interesting.
Really. Yeah, I thought that was. Speaking of studies, there are always studies. One of the things, polls and studies, people on talk radio programs love to talk about polls and studies. So let's move over a little bit to this new study that shows that deaths from alcohol are on the rise in women. Why would that be? What are the warning signs? This is something for all of us to listen to. This is something that we'll talk about this week with Dr. Ken, as he goes through his, he does a lot of research and brings to the surface a lot of the studies that were done. For example, the Journal of the American Medical Association always has something in it. He pretty much refers to one of their studies every week. And this one is focused on use and addiction, examining 600,000 alcohol-related deaths. And this didn't include deaths from injury, homicides, death that are indirectly linked to alcohol. This is specific alcohol use. And the conclusion was men were almost three times more likely to die than women, and the alcohol-related deaths were trending upward for both men and for women. The number is on the way up for women, but it isn't up to the point where it is for men. But think about this. Go ahead, Jen.
Well, we've heard this, and I remember learning about this in school with wellness and health class and about the effects of alcohol, but also speaking of the body, the actual body makeup of men versus women, and it was always, well, men can have, what is it, like two alcoholic beverages a day or one and a half alcoholic beverages a day, where women should only have one or two a week or something
like
that, where
it was very
different.
Doesn't it have to do with your size sometimes, how much you can absorb? Bigger people seem to be able to absorb, maybe that's a, is that an old wives' tale or is that true? Bigger people can absorb more alcohol than smaller people.
Yeah, and I think it just depends on what we're speaking on bigger, if it's taller or something. But I know that people who have more body fat tend to be hungover more easily because it absorbs into the fat and the fat holds onto it.
Really? Huh. I didn't know that, so that's interesting. It's one of those things. I tend to gravitate toward those. I've said, I've made a secret. My mother was sadly a very, was really strung out on alcohol and tobacco and stuff, and that's why she died at the age of 50. And seeing all that growing up, perhaps that was as good a deterrent as any. I just don't drink, never have. I don't smoke, never have. Didn't do drugs, never have. You see it, maybe you grow up around it. I suppose you could go either way. If you see it, you think it's acceptable, and so maybe that's what makes some people do what they do. But it's more of a, oh, I didn't know that sort of a thing. And maybe you look at your own habits, and you look at your own constitution, and your own circumstances, and think, hey, you know, I don't think I want to be a part of that statistic, maybe. Here's a statistic maybe you would like to be a part of. This is from the snag department, Jay. My daughter says that I'm a snag, a sensitive new age guy. Most people, men, this is more a men thing. Men are almost as likely as women to be sensitive. Modern men, not necessarily the men who are my age. I guess this is an open overview of what men in general have attitudinally in terms of displaying a sensitive side.
Mm-hmm.
Men have
allowed
to
have feelings. What a concept.
Right. We grew up around, you got to be tough, right? Yeah. No crying. My father thought there was something wrong with me because I was emotional, and I still am. My father's not around to judge that. You hear me from time to time on this program, even when I get into a story or there's a piece of music or something that really touches that feeling. We all have different things that push that button.
Mm-hmm.
But 71% of the men who are in this study of 2,000 adults report being in touch with their feelings. 82% of women said that they were in touch when given a specific example about, you know, would you show your emotional side or do you think you have in these sensitive circumstances? One-third of those who were polled believe being in tune with how you feel is a sign of a good leader. That really is, I find That interesting. So think about the leaders. You hear me all the time talking about leadership and how there's a shortage of real leadership. One of the things that is important is to be able to have sensitivity. And maybe we'll look at Joe Biden, and we might as well make this political because everybody makes everything political. Is Joe Biden more sensitive than Donald Trump? How do you think? What does it mean? What does that sensitivity mean? Sensitivity means being sympathetic with others and their feelings, that sort of thing.
Well, that's more the empathetic kind of situation, but people can be extremely sensitive, but only within themselves, not in how things affect them without being sympathetic nor empathetic towards
other
people.
And you maybe don't have to show it, right? I mean, take those two guys. They don't necessarily show their emotions. Here's the better question. Do you? This may be good something for social media for people to reflect on for us to share. Facebook and Instagram, the handle is at Good Day Radio Show, and on X, it's Good Day On Air. What sensitivity do you have, the sensitive side of you, is it open, is it closed, is it shut down, is it available? It really is an asset, I think. We'll talk to Ari Geller about this later on today. I think this is a great way of thinking about what you want people to know about you. And if you don't want people to see your sensitive side, why would that be? I got to be tough. I'm the boss. I'm the leader. I think this shows that people don't expect that's the right way to be. Right? And think about
leader for boss, too, because leaders inspire other people. They think creatively. They innovate, but they encourage others to innovate. And a boss is more like, respect me, I am your authority.
Well, you don't demand respect, you earn it. People don't respect you because...
Yeah, and lead by...
You gotta respect me because I'm the boss. Yeah,
This great illustration I've seen online of a boss versus a leader where it is somebody sitting in a chair being pulled by three people, like sitting on a chair on a block being pulled by three people, and that's the boss. And then the other one is the person that's sitting on the chair on the block is actually in front of the three people helping everybody pull, and that's the leader, getting down and
get into
not
it.
Just telling people what to do.
Yeah. Now, in terms of we're getting into feelings and thoughts of things, that sort of thing, I think this is something that maybe we should strive for here. There's an overview from South Korea that when you think about whether we are sensitive to things, whether we think about things, what do we think about, and how does that affect our age? You worry a lot. I've said worrying is like a prayer for that you don't want. A lot of people worry about things that are never going to come. What is it, 95, 96, 97% of all the things that you may think are going to go wrong don't? So why do you put your head into that stuff so much? We get a lot of sensitive thinking here. Well, in South Korea, maybe this is a model for us to follow, Jay. Legislation was passed last year that went into effect recently. South Korea now uses the international age system to calculate the ages of its citizens. South Koreans previously used three separate systems, which resulted in people, you're listed as 45, 46, 47, and you aren't really that. You're really 2 years younger than their age.
A lot of them are, you are one as soon as you were born, and then you add another year at the start of the new year. So you could be born in December, and you're considered one, and then it's the new year, and you add another year, you're already two, when really you're only 2 months, but you go by two years. And
isn't it funny the way children, as they grow up, I remember Miles when he was just seven, he said, well, I'll be eight next. And sometimes youngsters want to be older, and old people want to be younger. right? In the practical sense.
Well, I think then you get to a certain age where you start doing the childlike age counting where I'm 99 mm-hmm. and a half. I'm 99 yeah. and three quarters.
Right. Yeah, yeah, exactly. All right, just something quizzically going on in our minds and in the experience. Here's some shop talk. Remember the old, when Paul Harvey was on? Okay, here's the quiz. James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas. Do you know who Paul Harvey was?
I don't think so, no. Okay.
Jay, you know who Paul Harvey was, right?
I don't know this one.
No? Oh! All right. Well, Paul Harvey was one of the most famous comedians. He was Rush Limbaugh before Rush Limbaugh was Rush Limbaugh, except he didn't take the same approach to his thoughts. He used to have a daily program, actually had three of them. One of them was on in the morning for 5 minutes. He had one on in midday for, I think, 18 minutes. And then he had another commentary during the day that you could play on the station. He was on the ABC radio network forever and ever and ever, and was known for his delivery and his thoughts. His wife, he and his wife were partners. She wrote the commentary and he delivered it, but his voice was like nothing you'd ever heard before. It sounded like God was speaking. Anyway, the reason I use the term shop talk is because a guy who's a big-time radio person down in Washington named Don Geronimo, been around for a long time, he was fired after he made some comments about Barbie to a female television reporter. His name...
oh, yeah, he was like, oh, she must be one of the cheerleaders.
Yeah, right, okay. I have a little too much sensitivity sometimes when it comes to that stuff, but anyway. That's that story at 48 after. We got lots of stories here on Good Day.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
The extracurricular activities. The traffic. The nightly homework. The traffic. The finding time to eat dinner together as a family. The traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from S.C. Johnson, a family company.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I have...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, 53 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Food, farm, and family time. Another one of these items that we produce for the air and also for your listening and dancing pleasure, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. You can find most of this info at foodfarmfamily.com, along with sometimes we touch on it on the American Family Farmer. I don't know that we'll celebrate this on the American Family Farmer, but it's good to celebrate here on our focus on food, farm, and family, the fact that it's American Homemade Pie Day. If you go back to the ancient Egyptians, in fact, they are the earliest known civilization to have had a pie dish. It consisted of a crust made from wheat or oats or rye, barley, and then there was honey in the pot. The Greeks, the Romans also had pastries that were a lot like the pie that we have today. The Romans coated meat with a pastry made out of flour, oil, and water. It was supposed to preserve the meat and not be eaten. There's an old Roman cookbook. Goes back. Imagine, think about this. The Romans had a cookbook, like Betty Crocker of the Roman Empire, right? And this, in this cookbook, the original Betty Crocker, the cookbook was discovered to contain recipes that had pies in them. In Great Britain, pies were referred to as coffin, C-O-F-F-Y-N-S. They were used as a covering to preserve meat, especially for those who were getting on a ship to come to the New World. They put it in salt, or they wrapped it up in this stuff. The pies became more elaborate as the cooks tried to outdo each other. The big banquets that the emperors had, presenting pies, the centerpiece of the food table. I don't know, there's something unappealing to all of this, frankly. Meat and fish. Meat pies, fish pies.
Well, they have, chicken pot pie, turkey pot pie.
Right. Chicken pot pie.
Uh-huh. What's one? Minced meat pie? Is that one?
Yeah.
Am I making that
is,
one up?
Yep. Fruits and vegetables didn't start custard stuff till the 15th century. The first cherry pie was baked for Queen Elizabeth I during the 16th century. And then, of course, when the English came over here, they brought their pies with them. Heavy crusts, rough flour. And then, you know, I think today we think that American pies are American. This is part of the American way of life. Bye-bye, American pie. Should I ask James whether he knows that song or not? Bye-bye, American pie.
It sounds familiar, but I'm not going to commit to that.
Bye-bye, okay. American pie.
Yeah, that's it.
Put your Chevy on the levee. Okay, anyway. So the Oxford Dictionary mentions a pie in the 14th century. In the 16th century, the queen eats pie. And then 1902, New York Times praises pie in an article called Pie is the Food of the Heroic. God, that sounds pretty heavy. In fact, I like pies. I like pie with a little ice cream on them. Yum. Anything's good with ice cream on it, though. All right, here's something else from the food news department. A fruit fly found, here we go with our alliteration, friends, this is the story of a fruit fly found in Asia, which has caused a quarantine in Los Angeles. This is a Chinese bug. There we go again. And so part of the county is under quarantine because of the discovery of this fruit fly from China. Let's see here. 20 fruit flies. They're called Dao fruit flies. On a ranch. How do they find these things? I guess that would be my question, right?
Well, yeah. This is also a good example of why whenever you are traveling internationally, you have to go through customs. And if you have any, if you have produce or anything, why a lot of times they don't let that stuff come through. And they believe travelers had uninspected produce brought it into the state.
Yeah, and they can spread very rapidly and affect agriculture. And California is our biggest agricultural state, and we've had this all year. We've had the spotted lantern fly, and that came from China as well. Found in Pennsylvania about 9-10 years ago. Now it's spread all over the Northeast. It's a real menace here.
What happened with the murder hornets?
I think somebody murdered him. I don't know. I never heard any more about it. You're right. Those are another nice gift from the Chinese. The big hornets. Remember we talked about this a year or two ago? They ate up all the little bugs and biting people. Ugh. All right. Well, that's not a great note to end on, but it is the end of this segment.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.